I had an idea if my dad comes to me and asks me to leave medication for my grandma. And I'll be really shocked, but also I will be pleased because I can do anything with my grandma. She's done everything for me.
I got married in India and my father came from Africa to give me away. My husband said he won't smoke in front of him. When my father was getting off the plane and we went to get him, he just put his cigarette away. But my father got off the plane and he opened his pack of cigarettes and offered him one. So they have hit off very well from the beginning.
When my mother cooks and we sit together and we eat, and it's just really nice because, you know, everyone is there that loves you, you know, and you feel, and wherever you get love and care, that's where you feel like you belong. And the food, oh my gosh, the smell of it is just mouth-watering.
I remember my wedding day well, for one thing. It snowed, hailed, and it was February the 14th, a very romantic day, Valentine's Day. And my Down syndrome sister, who was only about 5 or 6, was my bridesmaid. And when the wedding photographs came out, we noticed that she was holding the posy bouquet upside down. But she did it.
Hello, Harriet. Oh, I miss you, you know. Oh, what are you doing at the moment? Did you eat Nigerian food at all?
Well, it's so hard to explain what family love and deep, deep love that is right inside your guts. It's something so special and it's something nobody could ever take away from you.
Ever since I was little, I remember him giving me Hubba Bubba, a little sweet. And whenever I'm asleep, he'd always, you know, touch my head and, you know. And his hands are just so, they're very big, but they're just so wrinkly. And when you see them, you can see, like, all the hard work he's done.
My child, come and dance with me. Because a child is the joy of the family. Lakuru bututu. Omo yajo, omo niyeni. That's my language. Omo yajo, omo niyeni. Lakuru bututu. Omo yajo, omo niyeni. Omo yajo, omo niyeni. Omo mi akobi. Omo yajo, omo niyeni.
What was that story about your grandmother and that boy?
Oh, well, growing up with my grandma, after finished school and everything, I had to learn commercial and shorthand and sewing. So one day after sewing, I saw this boy. He was on a motorbike. He stopped the motorbike and we started to talk, you know, just talking. Like, first time a boy stopped me and talked to me. So by the time I got home, my grandmother heard, but I don't know how she heard about it. So she said, "Which boy were you talking to?" I said, "I wasn't talking to no boy." She said, "Yes, you were. He had a motorbike," and she was just describing him. So I said, "Yes, yes, yes." So she went to his dad. "Guess what? Your son is talking to my granddaughter. What are you going to do about it?" And they said, "Yes, you all have to get married because you all been talking together." So we end up getting married.
At home, I always, when I'm relaxing, sit on my leather settee in the same place on the left side of it at the end. And when I don't want to watch television or do anything else, I sit and meditate. My husband's normally in the living room watching his films in the afternoon, and he normally goes upstairs to his study at about 6 o'clock. And I am there alone then for the rest of the time till I go to sleep. I think over the years now, we just know each other very well. So there is less of words, less communication, unless we need to say something to each other. Life is more functional than in the earlier years of the marriage, I think. But it's still working very well.